Good evening, guys. How are you today? I want to say thank you to everyone so far for the support. It's been, I must say, encouraging. It's been overwhelming. Thank you for the feedbacks I got on our last episode. Yes, today will be a little different, and I ask that you just stay with me. Initially, I was going to talk about the elements of emotional quotients, continuing the building blocks we had from last week, where we talked about the emotional intelligence concepts, the EQ concepts. I remember we defined what EQ was, what EQ is rather. We talked about the types of emotions, the categories, fear, sadness, happiness, disgust, surprise, and anger. I also remember we broke down the EQ concept to self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management, pardon me. So we did all of that last week. We went ahead to even differentiate between IQ and EQ after we stated the importance of emotional intelligence in our day-to-day lives. Please, if you missed any of the episodes, kindly go back to them and do a catch-up. So all I can do now is a recap. Before I proceed, I would like to give a shout out to my editor in person of Oluwa Toyin of the Evolution Creates. He's been such an amazing person, and all the comments I got from the soothing music, the edits, and all, they all came from him. So please, he is your go-to man if you want to edit your podcast or you want to edit your video. Okay, that said, Tony, I really appreciate what you're doing. Thank you so much for being so supportive. Today, remember I said that it's going to be a little different. So I was going to talk about the elements so that we keep adding to the building blocks we started out on 3 weeks ago. But I don't even know how I feel today. Over the last couple of days, I can't seem to place where my emotions are. And like I earlier stated, I am not an expert, and I don't want to portray myself as this person that has his whole life figured out. His emotions intact, it doesn't misbehave, it doesn't mess things up a little bit once in a while. No, I am not that kind of person. I'm not sitting up on my high towers and building out principles to you that will make you better at what you do or how you handle your life. I am here to. I have emotional downtimes, and maybe this is one of those times. So I want us to really reflect on how we are. So today, I'm going to be asking you, how are you? Like, how do you feel? I recall I shared some things a while ago that I am fine, which is the usual response to a question like this. It's the new generation lie. How are you? I am fine. Now, I am not saying you go about ranting on how you really feel to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, but in real sense, we have been so used to saying I am fine that we have denied how we really feel. So today, I need you to possibly pick up your journal, your jotter, take a deep breath, and just listen. Let's just follow through. We're going to be asking ourselves some questions today, and I want you to try as much as possible to provide sincere answers. Please see this episode as a two-way thing for you and for me. And at the end of the episode, I read you to use the message icon on my podcast to send me a voice note of how you really feel. So, how are you feeling right now? How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling happy? Are you sad? Are you hungry? Are you disgusted? Surprised? Or even fearful? How are you feeling? Just follow me. Or maybe, let's bring it home a little bit. Let's tone it down. Are you feeling unwanted? Are you feeling rejected? Did somebody say something that hurt your feelings today? Are you feeling left out? Or you don't just seem to fit in? You're like, I'm not the most beautiful. I'm not the most pretty. I'm not the most intelligent. Everywhere I turn, it's like somebody is outsmarting me. Is that how you feel? Are you feeling overwhelmed with emotions? Like, oof, so many things just running through your head at the same time. You don't know if you're happy, you don't know if you're sad, you don't know if it's just like a cluster of emotions. Is that how you feel right now? Are you feeling uncertain about the things that are going on in your life? I feel like I don't even know what is happening to me. I feel like you just live your life daily. You just wake up, go to work, come back, board the traffic, take all of the old emotional outbursts in. If your boss wasn't really nice, you just don't know. You're not certain. You just live your life as it comes. Tomorrow is another day. Is that how you feel right now? Or are you in the class of those who do not know how they feel? I think I fall in that class. I don't even know what's happening. Are you in that class where you can't seem to place a finger on what is happening? You're very close to the overwhelmed, guys. You can't really place it, but you know you're not fine. Deep down, you know. Or are you feeling sorry for yourself? Are you? Feeling like you're not good enough? Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Or probably you're feeling so angry at everything around you. You feel like your parents should have done better. You feel like that uncle who promised you, who told you to send your account details, has not yet responded. Or you feel like the uncle or the auntie who is in capacity to help you is not really turning up. Maybe that's how you feel. Or are you in the class of those who feel indifferent? They don't seem to betray emotions. You don't know what you do that angers them. You don't know when they're happy. You don't know when they're sad. They just have this blank face. They just have this blank facade. Face, rather. And then you can't seem to place them. They live their lives on the go. You don't know whether they're happy, you don't know whether they're sad, you don't know whether they're hungry. They just seem to never betray any form of emotions. Mind the word, seem. It's not like they don't have emotions. But are you in that class? Maybe you're one of those that words don't ever seem to get to. There's nothing you say that matters to me. I hear that a lot. But sincerely, deeply, I found that from experience that these folks are the kind that have built such a huge wall because they have a very tender emotion, quote unquote. Things get to them a lot, but they've been able to form a diction that doesn't betray emotions. But deep down, how do you really feel about yourself right now? Like, I mean, right now, how do you really feel about yourself? Are you really happy with the way things are? Are you really happy with the way things are? I know COVID-19 did a whole lot of disruptions. I know. I go online, at least every day I'll see 1, 2, 3 persons asking for a raise, asking for some cash relief, because people, fine, some of them are just doing it for class, but some are really, really in need. COVID-19 has disrupted a whole lot of things for many of us. I've seen people saying they're giving up on 2020 already. I have seen in the last 2 weeks at least 3 different suicide notes, because people are not happy. Are you proud of how you handle issues around you? Somebody didn't treat you well. Are you proud of how you responded? I was tempted to say react. Are you proud of it? Now, don't get it twisted. Avoid self-consolation. Avoid, I did this because I did that. No. Avoid being complacent. I know some of my close friends hear me say this a lot. Stay there and be consoling yourself. Don't do that. This is it, personal soul search, okay? So let's bring it home. Take for instance, how do the things you did today, or the things you said, the actions or inactions, how did they make you feel? Your boss wrongfully castigated you, how did they make you feel? Your subordinates didn't address you properly, how did they make you feel? While you were driving home today, somebody cut into traffic ahead of you, or maybe when you were rushing to work, and then you probably just wind down your window shield and gave him a piece of your mind. Would you beam with smiles if those things you did or said to people were done to you? Every day when I wake up, unconsciously, what I want to do is that I want to make sure I put a smile on someone's face. It doesn't mean I don't have my down times, I do, but no matter how so unhappy, or however you want to put it, I am. If I get on a call with somebody or have a physical contact with somebody, you should laugh. You should burn some calories laughing. So I ask myself, the things I did or I didn't do today, if they were done to me, would I smile? Would I be happy or would I be sad? I hope you are taking notes. Maybe you can say this is a personal therapy session. I could go on and on. I think that's okay. If you have truthfully answered the questions I have asked, we have asked today, you would have been able to arrive at something. Okay, so I'm going to ask you one more time, how are you? How do you feel? How are you today? Just write it down. Even if you can't form the thoughts in your head, just Let the cloud of emotions come. Let it go. It's okay. Okay? It's okay. But do you know why you have all this cloud of emotions around you? Because I know you can be tempted to say that this guy has all the shit together. Nobody has it together, my darling. We all have our silent demons we treat. Nobody has it all together. No one. We've just been better at hiding them. But now you are with yourself. How do you feel now? Back to why you feel all this lot of emotions. Because that's what makes you human. It makes you human. That's why you are a human being. You are human, so cut yourself some slack. Don't be so uptight. We are concluding already. So I need you to breathe. Take a deep breath for the next 5 seconds. 2, 3. Okay, good. You feel this thing? Beautiful. That done, I need you to say these few words after me. Say to me that, put your name there. You're human. You're allowed to feel bad. If that's what you're feeling right now, put it. You're allowed to feel sad. You're allowed to feel anxious. You're allowed to feel fear. You're allowed to feel happy. You're allowed to feel uptight. So, tell me that you're human. You're allowed to feel uncertain right now. You may not be proud of all the things you do or say make you feel at the moment, and that's okay. The only thing you're not allowed to do is to feel sorry for yourself or to deny your emotions. Timidayo, you're a work in progress, and as you keep improving yourself, you will not just be fine, but you will come out great. Did that make you feel? You could say it one more time. Repeat it to yourself. And just breathe. You will be fine. So, with that, we've come to the end of today's episode. It was therapeutic for me. At least I feel a little lighter. Thank you for staying with me. Please, you see that message button, that message I can write under the podcast, please just click it and send me how you felt about today, how you feel right now. Okay, like how you feel. Or you could just send me this confession we just did, click it and send it to me. All right, we are all in this together. We will become better managers of our emotions. Once again, thank you for joining me. This episode can be listened to here on podcast on Anchor. You can also go to Google Podcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Cast, and Spotify. Thank you so much for today. See you guys next week. And hopefully by then, we'll be talking about the elements of emotional intelligence. Have a great weekend.